Moberly Utilities Director Mary West Calcagno joins us, and just a handful of days ago, we got our first blast of what's winter. What does that mean for people who own homes and getting ready for winter?
Well, one of the things that I realized I still have to do at my house is disconnect my hose from the hose bib that is, you know, I've been watering flowers and filling the bird bath with. So that's very important before we get that first hard freeze. It doesn't always pop that faucet on the side of your house, but sometimes it can just cause enough of a small leak that once it thaws, it causes you problems. Just unscrew it, and that's usually pretty much what you have to do. And then if you have a shutoff valve for that faucet inside the house, do that as well. One thing, had a customer ask this week about, you know, my meter froze last year. What can I do to prevent that? One thing is just to take a look at the outside of your meter pit. If you can see a place where you're seeing inside where the meter is from the outside, then that's a good indication air can get in there as well. We want to figure out, give the office a call, let us know. We'll come see if we can repair that so that we can block that air. The cold air is really what freezes the meter. If the meter lid doesn't fit well on the meter pit, things like that, then we're going around and replacing those. As we go through and replace the meters in the next year, we've been working on a lot of meter pits and valves and things like that to make sure things were working. It's been a long time since some of those meters were looked at, and so we're working on those. The other thing is always, you know, as the weather gets colder, hope we don't see it for a while. I'm really kind of hoping we don't see it at all, but if it gets down around in that 10 degrees to zero weather, you know, make sure that especially on the north-facing wall or west-facing wall, where you might get a lot of that wind. If you have a bathroom or a laundry room, a kitchen, open the cabinet doors where the heat can get to them. Now's a good time to get heat tape or insulation on those water lines in your house so that you don't have freezing problems. It's a whole lot more comfortable to do it now than it is in the middle of the night when it's 5 degrees outside.
All right, I haven't heard this a whole lot lately, but when you and I were working in this area for the first time back in the 90s or so, we were always told don't use any kind of blowtorch to try and unthaw a pipe or a meter.
Exactly. So if you have, we come and unthaw the meter for you. So if you think that it's the water meter that is frozen at your home, give us a call. We will come. We will thaw it out for you. That way there's no damage to our meter. If someone would do something that would damage the meter, they would have to pay for that. So that can be, you know, a couple hundred dollars. We want people to not do that. If you have pipes in your house that you think are frozen, blow dryers, you know, the hair dryers are wonderful. Those work pretty well. Just make sure you don't have the plug any place where you've got water standing or anything like that. You want to avoid that electrical issue. But blow dryers usually work pretty well.
And a professional is always a good person to call, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The plumbers in town can get pretty busy when the weather gets bad. You know, things always break at the least opportune time. But if you can't do something simple and easy that you're comfortable with, we always recommend you call a licensed plumber.
Okay, finally, tell us why snow is a good thing when it comes to water lines and that kind of thing, and it actually acts as insulation.
It actually does. So as I talked about previously, we want to prevent air from getting down and around meters, so the snow actually serves as a little bit of insulation packed around the meter boxes. It also helps insulate water lines. It keeps the ground a little bit warmer. Because that cold air can really get down in the soil pretty quickly. So snow is a good thing. I know none of us like to shovel it or walk through it or have it, you know, all that salt everywhere. But just if it's over your water meter, don't worry about it. The meter will still read through the snow. Just leave it on there and everything will be good.
All right, Utilities Director Mary West Calcagno has joined us today.